This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 696. Nima's unique tips for overall 7.5 first attempt.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get tips and tricks from Nima, who taught herself English, got into Three Keys IELTS, and nailed an overall 7.5 on her first IELTS exam.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good day, IELTS Energy listeners. Whatever time you are listening to us today, we have a super special guest. I'm very excited. I don't think I've ever interviewed a student from Mongolia before, and she got amazing scores. So our guest today is Nima. Nima, can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Nima. I'm from Mongolia, and I'm happy to be here recording on the IELTS Energy podcast.
Yay, cool. Have you been listening to the podcast for a while?
Yeah, it's been almost 2 years. I found the IELTS Energy podcast on All Ears English podcast because I've been a listener on All Ears English for almost 5 years now.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, that's so cool. I love it. That's great. Okay, so you are here because of your most recent IELTS exam. But before we get to those scores, tell me, how many times did you take the test?
It was my very first time.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, that's so cool. And what scores did you get?
I got 8.5 on listening, 7.5 on reading, and unfortunately, 6.5 on both speaking and writing. And my overall band score is 7.5.
But Nima, oh my gosh, those scores are really good. I'm sure there are so many students listening to your scores right now just being like, oh, I wish I could have those scores. Those are great.
Okay, thank you.
So you probably need above a 7 for writing and speaking. Is that right?
I did IELTS test exam for no reason. I just wanted to check my English level because I taught English myself. So I just wanted to check my English level. And yeah. Oh, so maybe in the future, maybe I wanted to target some higher level and take once again. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to be prepared for some big opportunity in the future. So that's why I took the IELTS exam. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I have spoken to a few people, a few students who are doing IELTS purely for intrinsic reasons. Have you heard Lindsay and I talk about intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation?
No, not. I don't think so. Yeah, I didn't listen.
I know it was some episode in the past. I don't know which one. But so intrinsic, guys, intrinsic is when you're doing something because you're motivated from the inside, right? Like your own reasons. Versus like extrinsic is like for an outside reason, like university or immigration or something. So When I studied my master's for applied linguistics, I remember learning a lot how important intrinsic motivation is. And like it, even if, guys, students, even if you're studying for immigration or other purposes, you should still find that intrinsic motivation. Right? Yeah. Because it is so much stronger than the outside stuff. I mean, look at what Nima did. These scores are amazing. So, okay, why did you say, unfortunately, 6.5 on writing and speaking? Because that's really good.
For the writing, I preferred I thought I can get 7, but it wasn't what I expected. For the speaking, it's okay because I didn't do any practice on speaking skills. Because
what? Wait, why didn't you do any practice?
Because in I don't have any the English speaking partner. First of all, and secondly, I'm not comfortable with speaking alone by myself. So I just listen some the podcasts on IELTS Energy, on IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. And then I didn't do any practice on the speaking side. So that's okay. I was expecting 6 on the speaking. But writing, did quite for a while. Every day I write 2 essays. One is task 1, the other one is task 2, but it's about the timing on the exam day, I guess.
Oh, okay. What happened with the timing?
Because I spent half an hour on the task 1. The task, writing task 2, I didn't have time for the checking. And also, also, another reason is because of the vocabulary, because on that day, I didn't found any alternative, some the important words. So I use some words repeatedly, whole essay. Yeah, that's why I got 7.5.
Okay. So I think we found what happened then. What held you back from that 7? Was it because the topic was something you weren't as prepared for, so you didn't have enough vocabulary?
I didn't practice any similar topic about the topic that came to the exam. So I didn't have any vocabulary to alternate the keywords.
Right.
So
Right. Okay. All right. What was the topic?
It was something about the success on working environment, but it was an argument essay, but I can't recall what was.
That's all right. Okay. So so here's
Another reason is I'm pregnant, so I was desperate to use bathroom. So but writing part was the last part on the test day. So it was I thinking about the bathroom, and I just wanted to complete the test as soon as possible. Maybe that was another reason. Yeah.
So many factors, right? There are so many factors into completing the writing test. Well, that's a really good point. Like, unless you're taking the exam in Australia, because in Australia, they do writing first, which I think would be great. I think that would be awesome. Sort of take that scary pressure off right away. But in the rest of the world, guys, like writing, you're gonna already have been in the exam room for a couple hours, like before you do the writing test. So you do really have to plan how much water you're drinking and when you're gonna use the bathroom. Like, make sure to check with the invigilator at what point you can use the bathroom, because there are very specific times. But when you're pregnant, you can't really control all that. You just have to use the bathroom constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I didn't use bathroom, yeah. But it was very difficult to concentrate on the writing task.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah. Okay. Well, after talking about what happened on the writing exam, I do think that you could have gotten that 7 or higher if all of these other factors would have been aligned, right? Yeah. Like, especially if you would have had the full 40 minutes for task 2 and been able to check, because that's worth twice as much. So just imagine, right? Just like that would make up that half a band for sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So here's some advice. So Nima, if you do want to take the test again, and for all the other IELTS test takers out there, don't over practice, because doing a task 1 and task 2 like every day, that's too much. I think it's more beneficial to maybe do that 3 times a week and the rest of the time read good writing. Like, that is such a key to getting to improving your writing score.
Okay.
So that would be my suggestion for a little tweak. If you are going to take the exam again.
I'm going to take it again in a year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, make sure that you review the 3 Keys IELTS stuff and you can come to us for help. So let's talk about how the 3 Keys strategies helped you get these scores on your very first try. So listening 8.5. How do you think you did that?
Yeah. At the beginning, I just... Without knowing the tricky IELTS strategies, I tried to practice IELTS test, but I didn't succeed because it was very difficult to me. So that time I had been listening tricky IELTS podcasts, and then I just decided to take the basic course, and then I didn't follow the plan. I just write down every single word you said on the courses. And then... And then I follow the every strategy on the every single question type. So I get used to it. And then... Yeah, that's why I got these scores.
So are you saying that... like you feel like you already had good listening, like you didn't do all the activities on the, like the extra activities on the study plan. You just focused on the strategies.
Yeah. Because, I was in China for almost 5 years. So I was alone there. So I listened podcasts a lot. So, but, listening skills, I needed the strategies. And I got the strategies on the 3 Keys IELTS courses. But on the writing skills, I have no clue how to write. So the template and the vocabulary and the strategies, all things came from 3 Keys IELTS, and apply all of them to my writing task on the test day. Yeah. So it helped me a lot.
Well, that's fantastic. Oh, man, I love it. You have a very interesting story, Nima. Like, the way that you approached that you came to study for IELTS and take the test and how you did it and stuff, it is unique, I must say. Okay, that's awesome. So, like, you already felt like you had, like, a solid habit of listening and improving that comprehension. It was just, like, missing the strategies. Okay. Would you say that was the same for reading as well?
Yes. On reading, I found certain types of question was difficult for me to tackle. So I practiced those type of questions again and again. Only those type of questions as you advise on the podcast.
Yeah.
And finally, I get used to those type of questions. For example, true, false, not given, yes or not given, and matching headings to paragraphs. Those are the most difficult have some questions for me.
It's always those two.
Yeah.
It's always those two. Those are always the toughest. Yeah. I think that's also what another 3Key student, Vitor, did. And he like raised his score by, I think, like 2 bands or something between the exams. And he just focused on the most difficult ones for him, the ones that he always got wrong. And then he figured those out. So you got to a place where you could feel confident with true, false, not given, yes, no, not given, and headings.
Yeah, I practiced a lot according to the strategy you given. Sometimes I forgot.
So can you, yeah.
And then just, I forgot the steps how to tackle those questions. And then just do my way and lost the scores. And then I went back to my notes and then read again and follow the strategies and finally get used to it and apply to the exam, and I got 7.5 awesome. On reading. Yeah, think
they work.
Yeah, they work.
Can you tell us like one strategy from the course you feel that helped you with the true, false, not given, yes, no, not given?
As you said on podcast, I just picked those type of questions on the practice tests, and then try to apply the every single step you said on the courses.
Okay, all right. So, can you remember like one step that helped you get those answers? Because I know a lot of our listeners have trouble with true, false, not given, and yes, no, not given. So is there one little tip that you could give our listeners for that question?
First, for example, true, false, not given questions, I try to answer the questions. And then after that, I come back and then match the keywords.
Yes.
And then why it's okay. And try to analyze why is it false, why is it true, and then that helped me a lot, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, okay, cool. It is just like breaking it down step by step,
and then
right? Like
after the practice test, yeah. I always analyze why is it true? Why is it false? Yes. Why is it not given?
Good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. We have had so many questions in the 3Keys Facebook group lately about yes, no, not given, true, false, not given. Guys, if you're a 3Keys student and you come across a question that you don't understand, why is this the answer? Or why did you get it wrong? You can post it in our Facebook group and someone from our team, usually me, will get back to you and explain why that's the answer. Because With these tough questions, it really is a lot about you taking the time, like Nima said, to analyze it, to really understand how IELTS writes these questions, yeah. Right?
Sure.
And yeah, and if you don't have like a step-by-step strategy, it's so confusing because you're trying to take this statement as a whole and compare it like you're like taking it too abstract, like trying to think about the meaning too much.
That's the case. At the beginning, I was trying to match the meaning, but it's not the case.
Right.
We just match the keywords, find the keywords, and then match them. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. So guys, if you are also having some issues with true, false, not given, yes, no, not given, or if you need any help with the IELTS exam, 3Keys has everything. So check it out, guys. And remember, we also have that special bonus just for you podcast listeners. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's how you get those Skype sessions with me. Nima, this has been a fantastic conversation. Do you have any other advice for people who are going to take IELTS soon?
I think those who are just listening the 3Key IELTS Energy podcast, they must take the course. Because at the beginning, I had been listening only the podcasts. But every single time you say about some strategies, I felt like I'm missing something. And then I decided to take the course. And then after the taking the course and listening the podcast, also the watching the IELTS Energy TV on YouTube and combining those, it will help you a lot. So I just strongly recommend those who are just listening the podcasts. You should take the course. It will help you a lot. That's the advice.
Thank you for saying that, Nima. Yeah, I mean, we can't fit in like the strategies from the whole course in little podcast episodes and IELTS Energy TV. But I like how you approach that, Nima, because it is a combination of everything, right? There's no other IELTS course that also has the teachers like Lindsay and I who are creating new content every single week that complements what you're learning in the course. And it's all the same system, right?
Yeah.
So yes. Oh, I love it. All right. Nima, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you having me on your podcast as a guest.
My pleasure. Yay, my pleasure. I love talking to students. All right, Nima, well, enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.